It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Unafeared! Unafeared, unafeared, unafeared! Here on Declare Your Independence of me, Ernest Hancock. And I got a special guest for you, Pasha Roberts. He is the director, creator of Silver Circle. It's SilverCircleMovie.com. Okay, let me tell you what's going to happen. Pasha and I are going to have a conversation. We're going to openly discuss what's coming. I'm going to open up the phones for you guys. You know, here's your chance. You guys want to find out what's what? Here we go. 866-986-6397. 986-NEWS. 866-986-6397. I'll give that out a little bit later. Get some pen and paper because you need pen and paper for other stuff anyway. And this is the one thing you're going to need. You need to know this right now. SilverCircleMovie.com. I share this with you for this reason. You want to know how it is that there are trends, there's viral videos, there's movements, things that happen that you just go, oh my God, what brought that on? Let me give you some examples. You know, it's like the movie Braveheart created Parliament in Scotland. Before then, it was just, you know, the United Kingdom, we rule you from over here and Longshanks and kiss it and you're not going to get whatever. Braveheart comes out. All of a sudden, there's rising up at the patriotism of the people in Scotland. We want our own parliament. Oh, we're going to get revolutionary. So they go, oh, I'm sorry, man, you know, chill. It's all good. You know, we'll take care of you. We'll get a little steam valve thing going on here because the peoples are rising up. Well, what happens? They'll rise up here in America. How's that going to happen? Who's going to do it? Are you going to have the senior citizens that are starting to, you know, going, hey, you know, I was promised all my entitled goodies. You know, I've been talking about, you know, patriotism and flag waving and damn immigrants and all this other stuff, excuse whatever, but it was a guy with a gun to your head with a shiny U.S. badge on that he's the one that took all your stuff. They got you to socially and economically engineer you into buckets of money, and then right when it got to the biggest pile they could get on the poker table, they went, you know, everybody all in? It's all in? Okay, it's ours now. And right when people just started to be able to take it, when they were starting to retire, when they're starting to diminish the value of the pile, all gone now. And those, if you weren't way ahead of the curve and willing to take a tax hit, you know, you didn't get out. No matter how much screaming we were doing for years on the radio, for years on the website, for years, what'd you do? Dr. Paul's up there screaming what was going to happen. Nah, didn't pay attention. Why? Because Fox News said, man. Because you know, it was on TV, must be true. Well, there are trends that you can just neon flash and obvious. All of a sudden now, like, you know, Peter Schiff, he was right, but he loses anyway. Connecticut U.S. Senate race. You know, you have people like Dr. Paul. Well, they just hammer on them, you know, try to beat them into the ground, but the people rose up. There are many of these types of things, just the philosophy of Austrian economics, of free market capitalism, of a libertarian, you know, kind of those that just want to be left alone, those that just won't leave them alone. These fundamental principles will always apply, and when you get the promise of government far enough away from the reality, you have a revolution gap. And when it gets large enough, for long enough, it happens every single time. Not most of the time, not some of the time, every time. And let me tell you where everybody gets nailed. When their ox gets gored at their bank account. Ooh, they don't like that none too much. And I go speaking at these Tea Party things, and I'll look out, and the average age I know is, you know, at least 60, 70 years old. I mean, it's amazing the age, because they've beaten all the young people out. In the beginning, when this first started, it was kind of a Ron Paul thing. It was a lot of a Ron Paul thing. It was a Ron Paul thing. And they go, ooh, man, he raised lots of money during the, you know, we got to bring this in. We got to make it Republican. So they do this, you know, Sarah Palin, Tea Party Express deal, and all this other stuff. Just to brand it, just so Fox News and Clear Channel can get the permit for the stage and the microphone. And they say, you see all these people out here? Well, we'll tell you what they want. So whatever we tell you they want is what they want, because we told you on TV. Is that really what it was? All the diversity of the signs went away. All of the creativeness of the people that went to these different rallies and so on, they just evaporated, went back in doing what they want, you know, back on the internet, back in their own meetup, small community, kind of doing whatever. Why? They did it because the Tea Party no longer represented or supported what they had to say. See a lot of in the Fed kind of stuff at these Tea Parties anymore? No. They had to pick something. They had to get, you know, get enough America, MKers, man, America. Got to get, you know, the flag waving. Woo, we got to restore the republic. The republic that screwed you, okay? You know, this government, we're going to send good people to Washington, D.C. Yep, get the good ones. Got to go vote. You know, get in line. Meh. Now, this is what's going on. There are trends. There are facts. There is an entire new generation that's learning what's really happening. What we're going to do on the show today, there is a new movie coming out that will have the impact. Think about it. As a libertarian, when I first saw the movie in the mid-90s, Matrix, I'm like, whoa, 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 freaking whoa, man. Did I just see what I think I saw? I go back and watch it again that afternoon, I think, or the next day. And I go, damn. I mean, damn. This is going to happen. And the more you watch it, the more layers of stuff that you see. So this is what we're going to do today. We're going to go ahead and take the opportunity to understand the next phenomenon. You know, from even seeing the trailers of V for Vendetta and knowing the graphic novel that was behind it, you understand these. You knew it was going to happen. You're doing a big budget movie on this. Man, I already knew what was going to happen. In 2006, when I ran for Secretary of State, my sign, big black sign, says, still voting, with a question mark, and the V in voting, V for Vendetta. You know, a lot of people, they've, you know, what does that mean? Yeah, go watch the movie and you'll see. So this is, you can see the trend coming. Well, I'm going to spend today with Pasha Roberts, and we're going to talk with you about how you get a movement or representation of one, or a focus of another tool in the advancement of a voluntary society, in the advancement of targeting who the real bad guys are. And it will not happen on Fox News. It will not happen on MSNBC, CBS, CNN, ABC, NBC, PBS. That's not where you're going to see it. It is. I tell you this. You know, when the media comes out and they go, oh, here's the savior. We've been waiting for it. I've seen it 50 gazillion times. It's Newt Gingrich with the Contract on America. Okay. Or for whatever, you know, same thing. You have Sarah Palin going to save planet, man, because she got 9 legs. Yeehaw, and a sash. You know, we're going to get her. And, oh, man, she, you know, that's going to be the cure. You know, Tea Party, that's it. That's going to be the cure. Controlled opposition. Whenever they do this and offer you, this is a solution, I guarantee you, that ain't it. Whatever it is that these guys come out with, say, this is it, well, you can just check that on your list, that ain't it. Well, what is it? I don't know. But it's going to come from you. And I tell you where it's going to originate. It's going to originate from the next generation over the last few years that have learned exactly what has been going. They lived it. They went and they did exactly what Dr. Paul wanted them. You want me to go be precinct committeeman? No worries. Here's all this youth that the Republicans and the elderly Democrats and the elderly Republicans, you know, when's the youth going to come in? Well, the youth came in the socialist Obama thing, didn't they? Man, they had, oh, yeah, change, change, change. To what? Well, here's Dr. Paul. Revolution. A bunch of educated, well-read, immersed in philosophy, got it, truth-seeking, we know the truth. Revolutionaries that are now out there and went through the process and said, you know what? This is like bad, right? I know I've just been around for a little while, but this seems pretty corrupt, and everybody associated with it is corrupt. Every level of the party internal mechanism is corrupt. Every level of government is corrupt. It's totally corrupt. And my place in this is what? I'm going to try and, you know, patch the Titanic? You know, nobody cares about the people. They're so worried about the ship of state, nobody even pays attention to the people. Well, the people are rising up. And there are manifestations of this in all kinds of different media. And here comes a major feature movie in animation style, even has possibility to go in 3D. And when that happens, it's game over. Game over. How are they going to contain people that want to learn it? How do you unlearn the truth? How do you take an entire generation and suck the truth off of their cortex? I don't know, you better amp up the lithium and the fluoride. You know, do something. Chemtrail them. I mean, whatever it takes. Some conspiracy. They got to change us as fundamental human beings. I don't think so. We'll talk about it. You stay right there.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Yeah, here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. You know what? You don't even need to declare your independence with me. You can do it all by your lonesome. Let me tell you how you do it. Here, let me show you. Here's how you do it. Go. I declare my independence. See how easy it was? And you don't even need a government form. You know, it doesn't even work with a government form. If you think you need permission to declare yourself independent, well, then you deserve to be told no. You know, we got Pasha Roberts on the line, director, creator, head SOB in charge of SilverCircleMovie.com. I got you there, Pasha.
I'm right here, excited to be here.
Oh man, I'm just all amped up today. You know, I go on a nice trip the weekend. I go spend it with some of the guys and having a good time and travel and relax. I have to sleep in a lot and I'm feeling good. Come in and I'm looking at the news and I'm just like, oh, they're so due for a butt whipping. So now we have, here comes the butt whipping. I want you to tell me everything about the butt whipping that they're going to get. Let me go ahead and introduce you. You know, here we have Pasha Roberts. He's producer and director of Silver Circle. Now, this is a feature-length economic disaster film that's in production now, and I've seen parts of it, and they go to a lot of different Liberty forums, kind of, you know, different events and conventions and symposiums and, you know, all kinds of stuff, and they sit there and show the technology that they're using. I mean, this is, I mean, we'll get into that too, but it's kind of like V for Vendetta, you know, meets Austrian economics. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, let me tell you the truth. And I like and Rothbard. You know, you mentioned that Murray Rothbard. I get compared to him a lot because I'm just, no compromise. Well, what's happened is you have this technology that was, you know, honed by these guys in the presentation of 3D graphics to explain complicated economic situations to corporate clients. You know, this is, you know, they use this in their sales presentations or training of their people and so on. And you have an economics degree and Russian studies. We'll talk about that. Master's of Science, Financial Engineering from MIT Sloan School of Management. You know, here's a boy with some skills. So now he's going, you know what, we need to educate the peoples. And let me tell me about the beginning of Silver Circle. Man, it's all you. Give me all the information of how you came to this and how you're going to use this to free minds.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's an exciting opportunity, really. I mean, we started this movie. I mean, we've been an animation studio for a long time. And like you said, we got started with finance, but just the level of economic discourse as far back as 4 years ago with the last presidential election and started really upsetting us just as libertarians and just as people that understood economics. And the way people were talking about everything was crazy. And so we decided really to redirect our work over into doing economic education instead of you know, strictly financial stuff. And we did a big piece on Social Security with Reason TV called Save Sunny, and that was a lot of fun. It was kind of a South Park kind of piece. And once the liquidity and financial crisis started unraveling, we said, whoa, this is the mother of all stories. This is a really interesting situation that's unfolding here. And, you know, what happened in 2008 was sort of interesting, but what's going to happen is going to be even more interesting.
Well, tell me about Save Sunny on Reason.tv. You know, tell me what that's about.
Yeah, well, you can find it at SaveSunny.com or SaveSunny.org. It was basically about it was for young adults about Social Security, and it's a story about a kid who, you know, gets his first paycheck, and, you know, he says, hey, $32 went to FICA. Who's FICA? And he spends, you know, and then three little ladies on motorized tricycles come up and take money out of his paycheck, and he spends the rest of the movie chasing them down. And in the process, he learns about Social Security and how it works and how the trust fund, so-called, works. And, you know, the scary thing about that piece was just that, you know, when we did it just a few years ago, Social Security was supposed to go negative in 2018, something like that, and it's negative this year now. You know, so we started paying out more than we take in now.
Well, it was supposed to be, you know, saved. It's supposed to be a trust fund. It's supposed to be accumulated.
Not, right?
No, they spent it. It's gone. And when it starts going negative, I don't know, where are they going to get the money for it? They have to, I don't know, print it. You know,
you know, there's only three places the government gets money. I mean, they have to tax it now, tax it in the future, or print it. I mean, that's your three options.
And it's unsustainable. So understanding this, when you say you did financial, you know, work that kind of helped explain financials, you separate that from economic issues. Explain the difference.
Well, financial is really about how you manage your own account and your own monies and your investments and asset allocation, and a lot of it is pretty mathematical, careful stuff. And, you know, we've fallen from grace and from doing careful mathematical stuff into doing these crazy aggressive pieces about that are political and blowing up stuff and creating hot female characters online and all of that. So it's a lot more fun, to be honest, also, than just doing the math. But there is a core, there is a mathematical and economic core to it all. I mean, we can defend everything that we put out there. And if anything, like with Save Sunny, we were not pessimistic enough in Save Sunny. I mean, people criticized it when it came out, but, you know, it went negative 8 years ahead of schedule. So yes, I was wrong in that case, but I was wrong in the wrong direction.
Yeah, no, there was no doubt that whatever they're saying is, you know, they're fibbing. They're always, it's like now at every state level, they're going, well, yeah, our shortfall is going to be, I don't know, $1 billion, $2 billion, $1 gazillion, whatever. And we're going to make it up here, there, so on. And then they kind of balance the budget and so on. And they just lie about what their receipts are going to be. They lie about what their spending is going to be. They lie. Then they go to the federal government and say, hey, you know what? You got to cover our lies. You want us to cover your lies, and we can be all together lying. And they go, oh, yeah, here's $25 billion. Spread it out, and that'll get us another 3 months. And I'm going, this is ready to go. And that's what I want the audience to understand. We'll get into it heavier when we come back in the next segment. But, you know, tell us real quick. Silver Circle is to accomplish what? We have a high-quality graphic novel type coming to the silver screen. We got Silver Circle on the silver screen, and you're anticipating a wave of what?
We're anticipating a wave of viewers, a wave of people seeing this and getting educated about, in addition to having a great time with the thrills and the romance and the explosions and the silver, but to have a good time, but to also get educated and learn about the Federal Reserve, learn about inflation, learn about fiat currency.
And that's the one thing that, you know, how do you get to a college student? How do you get to a high school student? How do you get to this next generation? Well, the Republicans, Democrats, everybody in politics, I don't know how we're going to get the next people while they were beating them stupid with government education. And then you wonder why they, you know, are confused. Well, you know, we'll get them to vote, rock the vote, and they'll vote for slogans or something. Then came the Lovelution. All of a sudden, what the heck just happened? They're thinking on their own. They're not allowed to do that. Okay. Well, now they have immersed themselves into information, and there's a lot of ways that people can speak the same language, express themselves. Terms like "take the red pill" from the movie The Matrix. You know, lines from Lord of the Rings, lines from The Patriot, lines from Gladiator, lines from all kinds of stuff, V for Vendetta. And this is the next wave of understanding that's going further into the future. It's dissecting what's happened and who the real, for the first time, we are going to have a motion picture length film that is going to be supported by all those people that were on the internet. You know, those three guys in their grandma's basement that made the Ron Paul Lovelution explode over the internet are now going to get the lessons that are in Silver Circle. And it's, who's the bad guy? Who's the bad guy? Tell us who the bad guy is, Pasha.
Federal Reserve!
Oh, manifested in this movie, it's going to get ugly. Oh, and you think you got to predict in the future just how bad they're going to be. You can't predict bad enough. You can't make them evil enough. But they're going to try, and we're going to talk about it, get some details. When we come back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Pasha Robert, tell us about Silver Circle.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
It just ain't the same. Always a change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs. Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them liberties. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
Oh, love's right here on the clip. Me, Ernest Hancock, and Pasha Roberts. You know, how do you know love if you don't have truth? You know, trust without truth. Truth, 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 truth. We know the truth. And sure as heck, that's our goal. What I want to do, I'm searching for the lies. And that's one of the benefits of the internet. You can imagine this. You got a 13-year-old kid that's starting to question authority. He's in going through puberty. He's 7th and 8th grade, which is why they have junior high, so that they can, you know, get, that's where you get your social studies and your, you know, indoctrination into the man. Is right when you're starting to question authority, they're going to give you the way to question it. Well, you go vote. You know, or however way you do it, fill out a form. Okay, you got a question for the man? Well, go get the form. And I'm going, what happens when a 13-year-old kid has the internet? You know, how long do you think it takes for a young man, young woman to find out that they're being BS'd by the mandatory youth indoctrination camp leader, aka the government school teacher? You know, how long does it take? I don't know, 5 minutes. You know, so this, what do they do? Here, Freedom's Phoenix is blocked at the city of Phoenix. I mean, we're dealing with this thing on, you know, the fluoridation, water treatment, lithium, kind of, we're working that through. I'm dealing with the city council. Yeah, we'll just go here and the research we had, and they go, oh, I'm sorry, your site's blocked for us. You think that doesn't happen at the government schools? So I'm going, okay, you know, so it's going to be like that. Well, now we have the internet, where people can just go and find the truth. And let me tell you one of the things that they're going to find up there. As Silver Circle comes out and starts to become a penetrating viral documentation of what's really happening in this animated form that's going to be all kinds of high quality with the evil guy as the Federal Reserve, when this happens, how does that add to the movement? How does that add to the truth? What happens? What happens? What happens? Pasha, what do you think happens, man?
Well, we're hoping people start to ask more questions. I mean, it's, you know, we talk a lot to both the Libertarian and to comic and to other groups. And, you know, we have a huge following in the comic world. And what's a more perfect comic book enemy than a secretive pseudo-governmental agency that spans the globe and controls the world's currency? I mean, there's nothing more James Bond secret bad guy than that. And, you know, and guess what? It's real. So it's you know, we hope to open some eyes with regard to that and to some of the alternatives in terms of what sound money can actually look like and what inflation looks like.
Well, tell us about that. You have, you know, I mean, you've actually, so I tell you where the money is. It's merchandising, and you guys already got it going on, man. You got silver coins already that are depicted in the film.
We did our own product placement. It's true.
Yeah, you know, and don't think I would, hold on a second. Thomas! I'm getting my sales guy in. I'm going, you know, I want, because I forgot to do this. I meant to do this, so I'm not forgetting anymore. We're going to send you artwork and all kinds of goodies. I want Freedom's Phoenix poster slammed all over the place in the movie.
Have, like, Free State. I think their logo is going to be somewhere in the Rebel headquarters. And a bunch of people, you know, in T-shirts. And we had a contest, actually, for End the Fed. Faith Littell helped organize it. Students for Liberty, we had a contest for the best End the Fed posters that people put up on the internet, and we chose the best ones, and we're going to use those posters in the movie. Somebody's going to see the poster that they drew up on the screen somewhere.
Now, you're going to start, when are you finished with production? I know you've been working on this a long time. When do you think you're going to be completed with the actual film?
Yeah, we've been working a little over a year. We've got a year to go, which is light speed as far as animation, and we're aiming to be done about this time next year, and you know, we are shooting actually with our actors next week, which is really exciting. We shoot it with live actors just to get the motion right and everything.
Well, that's one thing. You know, describe to the people the technique. I mean, we're doing that. I mean, we're CGing all over the place here. You know, it's you have it looks like a holodeck. You know, it's a green gridded off kind of thing. It looks like, you know, a green holodeck, you know, without all the goodies there on Star Trek. And then you have people wearing various different kinds of accoutrement on them, so you can track their movements. And they actually got headsets on. They're speaking the lines and moving around and acting it out. And then you take and you turn that into a flowing animation. But they've done this before. The thing is that you're doing this for a fraction of what these other media, you know, people using this kind of media are doing. I mean, your budget's...
We're doing it for like 1% of what somebody else is going to do. I mean, we're a little scrappy studio. We're using the same software the other guys are doing. You know, and yes, we have a green screen studio, but it's some green paint on the wall and some astroturf on the ground, and that actually works very well for us, thank you. And you know, so it's just with a lot of software and intelligence, I hope, and properly.
So what is your budget?
Our budget's about $1.5 million.
Well, I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, I don't have $1.5 million in my hip pocket.
Yeah, no, it's a bunch of money. I mean, but for a film of this scope, and you could easily spend $5 on this or $20. I mean, you know, if you're Pixar, what was Avatar? $300 million, something like that.
Something stupid.
Yeah,
stupid
like that.
Why? I mean, how is it that you're able? Is it the technology has changed? Do you have a lot of volunteers? You have, coders out of India. I mean, not that I think that'd save a whole lot, but I mean, probably not. Or you're just not union. You're out of Hollywood. Where are you
we're
guys located?
Well, we're out of union, so we don't have union actors. We don't have, since it's animation, we don't have union scriptwriters. So that saves a bunch right there. We pay people fairly, but it's we're not signing that stupid contract. We are doing a lot, all the smart work sort of over here, and all of the heavy lifting is being done with a partner over in India. And my take on the India work is that it creates jobs over here. There's several people working over here that wouldn't have a job if it weren't for those guys over there.
No, I'm hip. So tell me, this whole idea, Silver Circle, one, let's ask why we call it Silver Circle, and then, the story, the plot line, the theme, the whole concept came together with, pot smoking in the jacuzzi? I mean, what?
We do have a pot-smoking lesbian in the movie.
All right!
We legalized pot, actually. In the movie, we figured by 2019 we should have legalized marijuana in a lot of places. So that's one bright spot.
Well, tell me how the script came, you know, in this. I mean, you know, obviously we're going to have more freedom-oriented future that you're looking at, probably social norms there, but that's really not where the focus is. I anticipate they're going to, you know, they throw this gay marriage thing up as if I should care about, you know, the state sanctioning some voluntary contract anyway. You know, I don't want the state involved in heterosexual marriage, but they'll do that to try and, you know, steam valve. We're sensitive to the gay rights thing, and then they'll legalize marijuana a little bit here as long as they get their cut and they get to put their additives in and get all the pot-smoking generation inhale whatever heck it is they want us to inhale. Then they, you know, do all this kind of stuff. But the real enemy is who controls monetary policy.
Right, and so they're brutal in the movie. I mean, you find in any of these places where inflation has gotten out of control, the only way to hold it down is with really heavy state force. I mean, you look at what happened in Argentina, Zimbabwe, Germany, all these places, it's the only way you can, you know, like what happened in Zimbabwe, they outlawed inflation in 1972. They just said, oh, we've inflated the money supply, but we have outlawed you raising the prices, and they sent goons out to beat up vendors who raised their prices. It's, you know, you have to have that kind of force, and we do. I mean, it's kind of a, it opens in a, you know, pretty brutal way, and the, one of the things that we have the Federal Reserve, and I hope they don't get ideas from this, but we have a strategic housing reserve, which means that in order to prevent housing prices from ever going down again, because we don't want to see that happen again, you know, any normal market and prices, we have the Federal Reserve taking and buying entire neighborhoods of houses and just empty houses, and they expand and contract that housing supply to control the housing prices so that everybody is safe and happy. And
yeah, don't laugh. I mean, you know, this is exactly what, you know, Fannie and Freddie, they got the shadow inventory sitting out there. They don't want to release out of their toxic investment kind of stuff because it will do exactly. They are all, you know,
not a threat at all.
You can't get far enough. You can't get radical enough, man. They're already doing it. Heck, they read your screenplay.
Probably <You know>? Have.
Well, when we come back, we'll get some more details on this. Why Silver Circle? Silver. What role does silver play in this? Well, we're going to find out when we come back here on Declare Your Independence in just a little bit. You stay right there.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Oh, and the man's going to be coming around. You know, this kind of movie, this very effort that you're doing right now, I can't imagine that you have such a target and such an opportunity for an entire generation of exposing young minds in their teens that just the type of market that this appeals to. Because you've been going to, what do they call it, Comic-Con or something, you know, the comics conventions and such.
Yeah, it's not about just preaching to the choir. I mean, it's a real story that's fun and interesting. We're making a graphic novel that goes along with it. So we're having basically a book that we'll be publishing online for free starting in about a month. And we'll, you know, probably print it and put it inside the DVD covers just so that there's something actually physical with your DVD that you own.
So you have
comic shows are fun. I mean, there's tens of thousands of people. We'll be at the October Comic Con in New York. 77,000 people there.
Wow.
You know, you'll never see a libertarian convention with that many. I mean, you get the same number of people in the cold and skimpy costumes waiting to get in at a comic convention than you get at a whole libertarian show.
You know, tell me this, though. You have all these people, which are, you know, they kind of leave me alone oriented anyway. And
yeah,
you present them with these ideas. You would imagine that there might be some Federal Reserve guys that are none too happy about this. They starting to peruse your site?
Oh, they've been around. Yeah, we've had a couple of little interactions. And, I mean, through the website and through some professional organizations on them. But it's, We'll see. It hasn't been too severe. I can still fly, Ernie. I can still fly. I'm not on the list.
I'm surprised every time I make it through the turnstiles, man.
I wonder every single time. So is this going to be it? Am I going to have to take the bus this time?
Well, this is, they'll do the same thing there, too. They're already starting to do that, and trains, and, it's just you got to get permission to do anything. And, that's kind of what your movie is about, too. When does it take place?
It takes place 2019, which is not too far off. We want to make it far enough away that it's past a couple presidents, because it's not whether it's Obama or Bush or Democratic or Republican or whatever. It's about the system, and it's about, about the monetary system and about cooperation or corruption between the Congress and the Federal Reserve and the banks.
Well, how do you know? It's amazing that within an hour and a half movie or something?
Right.
So within an hour and a half, you're going to be able to make this link and the dialogue and the action. Give me where it starts off. The movie starts with boom. What?
It starts actually with an invasion of where the feds are taking over one of these strategic reserve neighborhoods. So, they're at gunpoint, evicting people, loading them onto buses. Looks a little Auschwitz. It starts in a pretty brutal way, just to kind of, in a way, really justifies the actions of the rebels that follow. They're fighting pretty hard, and, their main weapon is actually their silver, but they do fight, in tactical terms as well.
More traditional ways. But let's talk about the silver. Silver Circle. Why that name?
It's a double meaning. It refers to the silver rounds, the silver coins that they make, which compete with the Federal Reserve's money. And it also is it's their circle. It's the circle of rebels. But the money that they make, which we made our own silver rounds that look just the same, are basically competition to Federal Reserve notes, the dollar bills. And it's, but instead of dollar bills, which can be printed forever, there's only so much silver, so that the silver money can't be inflated in the same way. So it naturally restrains itself from getting out of control like the dollars are in the movie.
So this is a lesson. I'll tell you what happens. This is what the real threat to the Federal Reserve is. Light. When Dr. Paul came out and made this for the first time in, my lifetime, I was born in 61, so I'm 49 years old. In my entire life, the only thing you ever even heard about the Federal Reserve, of course, in high school, junior high, and so on, and even college, you're given the impression that it's part of the government, that the government is printing this money and doing this kind of... No, and they sure as heck don't want it to become an issue. They'll talk about anything else but... Well, all of a sudden you have Aaron Russo's movie, America from Freedom to Fascism. You have Dr. Paul plays a prominent role in that. All of a sudden Dr. Paul runs for president in 2007 and 2008, the 2008 presidential cycle. And then you have tens of thousands of students all over the country going, and the Fed, and the Fed, because they understood it was the source of all that is evil. And so you go, wow, what happens if you sustain that growth? What happens if you educate more people? What happens if you have a movement that's amped up and sparked by the people that already understand, that share this with other people, that promote and create another wave of this movement of understanding with millions more young people, and you guys are already there ready a year in advance with all the merchandising where the real money's made, and you have this movie just spread out, and you start that's another thing. Are you going to encourage replication of the movies on DVDs? Because I have the technology.
I know you do. I've seen. I think I have a bunch of your discs. We'll do the best we can with that. I'm definitely. I'm putting a bunch of my own money into this, and we're getting donors. So the more donors we can get, the better that we can do in terms of putting it out there for free and putting it out for download, putting it out.
I'll tell you, by putting the information at the beginning of the movie and at the end, say, replicate at will. Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people don't have that capacity. And if you just have, people don't understand. I mean, you probably understand it more than most, but they don't understand the power of just saying, hey, man, we'll get you a bulk supply of at so many dollars a piece, and you order 100 of them and give to your closest friends. And all of a sudden, you can't make them fast enough at your studio.
Yeah, there's a place down the street called Conspiracy Cafe that basically that whole library of discs that they just make for people. So we'll do the best we can with that. I mean, for sure, we wanted to get out there. You know, we're also putting a lot into the movie too. So.
No, you got to recoup some money, and I'm saying I'm glad that you're way ahead of the game on the merchandising, because you know it's you go in, our movie ticket is $40, but you get a silver circle silver medallion.
Yeah, well, I don't know what silver is going to be worth a year from now. It's got to go up, but it's silver prices and gold prices are so manipulated right now. It's hard to tell, but.
The sky's the limit. Well, you know, what kind of infrastructure, you know, that was one thing that I don't think Aaron Russo anticipated, and Restore the Republic had, it kind of got taken on by Gary Franchi, and he's developed it into an activist kind of, you know, block of let's go whip butt thing. And he didn't anticipate until they kind of got together and started creating this database for action or for people to kind of join in it. And I'm not really sure what their mission, you know, Freedom's Phoenix mission is more, you know, you get to have your own mission. I don't care. Here's the infrastructure. Well, your movie is going to create a database. It's going to create forums. It's going to create people that want to associate with other people around the concepts that are in your film.
So oh, yeah, we've got that now. You got SilverCircleMovie.com. We've got SilverUnderground.com, which is our political forum, and very active blog, very active Facebook group. I mean, the way to do movies right now is to create a movement. You know, that's what the left is doing, and that's what you see as the way to create the audience years before you get the movie out. You know, we have thousands of followers, and people have barely seen, you know, 60 seconds of movie.
And what do they recognize? Do they recognize you and your rhetoric and your principles and your philosophy? They know about you, or has that already been kind of relayed in the trailer?
Yeah, I mean, it's a totally unique project in that sense. I mean, there's nothing else that we're aware of that in a narrative form is going out into the culture this way. I mean, there's a lot of documentaries, which are good too, but you can't show them to your friends who aren't already believers, you know, but as a story, as a narrative, as a, you know, a compelling story with romance and explosions and car chases and all that, and with bad guys that, you know, happen to work for the Fed, you can get a real interesting story and get the information out in a whole different way. And so we're really unique in that way. Hollywood ain't going to make this movie.
No. You know, one thing that is also of interest is that we have so many groups and organizations that have come out of the awareness of the people. I mean, you know, things like when we send people around the country, we send them all kinds of bands. I mean, it's Freedom's Phoenix. We got Liberty on Tour. You got Ladies of Liberty Alliance, LOLA. You got Iraq Veterans Against the War. You have, you know, the Institute for Self-Government. You got Lou Rockwell, the Mises. I mean, on and on and on and on and on and on. Campaign for Liberty. I mean, all these different things that some of them you may have more fondness for than others, but they start getting incorporated into the movie. Well, then they become your freaking unpaid promoters. Well, they get paid with a, you know, graphic, but you know, the thing is, this is going to, I already know what's going to, the audience, I want you to understand, they go to me and they say, how is it that you knew, Ernie, this was going to, how did you know this is going to be a big deal? How did you know that the young would rise up? They'd rise up against the man. How did you know? Well, this is it. It's content. It's truth. It's education. It is a tool that they can use to express themselves to their friends, their little brothers, their sisters, their siblings, to every, their family, their neighbors, to politicians. They say, we know the truth, and here it is. And if you can do it in every media, and this one, the capacity, and you, that's $1 million. I mean, it's a, you know, million, wound up being $2 million, you know, whatever, to do this thing. But you know what? You know, then what? You know, it becomes $500,000 to be able to express these kinds of ideas. Bad guys are toast, and we're going to help. We'll be right back with Pasha Roberts and Silver Circle in just a little bit.